Now we turn our attention as we shine the spotlight on the Stocker Arts Center. And who knows more about the Stocker Arts Center at Lorain County Community College than Janet Herman Barlow. Janet, thank you so much for joining us. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Bo?
Oh, lovely. So far, so good. Just enjoying a mix of sun and rain and clouds outside. Hopefully you guys didn't catch any rain on the way over here, did you?
Nope, not at all.
It poured down rain right around a quarter after two. I mean, poured down rain. You brought my neighbor, Steve Sefcik, with you.
And I did.
Hopefully Steve and I were able to get a little rain on our yards because, boy, God only knows we need it. We didn't get any this last week. But at any rate, we are very excited about the Spotlight and the Stocker Arts Center. It's 1 week from tomorrow. There's a lot going on here. Janet, what can you tell us about next week's festivities?
Well, Spotlight on Stocker, this year the theme is Sweet Fortunes, a Musical Journey, and it's in celebration of our upcoming 2018-2019 season. It's our open house reveal to the community of all of the things that we have coming for the season. It's not a secret. You know, people can come into the lobby right now and see a banner for the 6 Performing Artists Series shows. Tickets are actually on sale now at the box office, and people can buy tickets if they want, but it's just a fun party to kick off the season. There's lots of fun. Your own Craig Adams is going to be our MC for the event. We give away lots of raffle prizes. We tell people about the shows that are coming up, and we have games and prizes. So there's things all over the building. So it's a way to introduce people to the fun of the 2018-19 season.
You guys are going to have studio session performers there, correct?
Correct. We have some of them coming we have a lot of the studio sessions performers this year who aren't necessarily in town or are doing summer gigs. I don't know why they would want to take music gigs over coming to our party, but some of them have, and some of them live out of town now, like Annie DeShant. She'll be in Nashville. And so we know Lee Murdoch lives in the Chicago area, so he can't be with us. But we do know that Jeff Varga will be with us, and we're hoping some of the other ones will be able to come. But either way, you'll have a chance to win a couple of tickets to one of their performances, so you don't want to miss that opportunity.
Well, and you also have some door prizes that will be available, and I swear I saw somewhere along the way that karaoke is involved, right?
There is karaoke involved. You'll be able to perform on the stage in the Serigliano Studio Theater, your choice of a karaoke song. We also have a photo booth, and we have a fortune teller this year who can tell you the fortunes of your upcoming year at Stocker Arts Center.
Wow. Well, I don't know if you've heard or not, but Matt Douglas is one of the kings of karaoke.
Is that true?
So if he's available that night, you might have to have him come over and show everyone in attendance how karaoke is done, because he was a member of the show choir when he was in high school.
That's true, I was. Now, I was not a great singer, I'll say that. I always have stood by that, but I do enjoy singing. But I think that's the beauty of this here,
right,
Jan. I mean, you guys really have a party kind of going on, not just to announce what's going on, but it's a great opportunity for folks to kind of get together who enjoy music, who enjoy the arts, and kind of talk about that as well.
Right, and you know, certainly you are invited from 4 to 7 p.m. Yes. We would love for you to take advantage of the karaoke machine. But it's also a way to introduce people to the facility, because a lot of people don't realize how exceptional Stocker Arts Center is. If you've not been in the Hoke Theater, you don't necessarily know that there is a ride in the Hoke Theater that we let you take as part of the tours that will happen at 4:15, 5:15, and 6:15. And I'm not going to go any further than that, other than to say we really want you to come to our open house and see what that's all about. But the Hoke Theater is an amazingly flexible space, and we're very lucky to have it. And the Serigliano Studio Theater, what better place to start your performing career than in a beautiful black box space that where you can get up on stage and sing to 110 people at any one time.
Sure.
Yeah. Well, you know, hey, you never know if you can make it until you stand underneath those lights and you've got all eyes on you. mean, it's easy when you're singing in your car and nobody else is listening, or when you're taking that morning shower and you're belting out a couple of tunes. It's a totally different ballgame when you're at the Stocker Arts Center and people are watching, right? It's totally
Correct.
Different.
It is different.
I mean, only true pros like Matt Douglas
can like that.
Break in a karaoke song without a care in the world and entertain the masses. Well, Janet, I've got to ask you, because you brought this pamphlet in of those who are going to be performing throughout the course of the year, and you've got some acts that were there last year and in years past. You've got some new acts as well, and boy, there are some really interesting names on this list. I see a lot of different groups on here that offer their own different set of intrigue. What can you tell us about this year's schedule?
I can tell you it's a lot of great music from a variety of different eras. I can tell you that the performers are top-notch, wonderful musicians. We have everything from Neil Berg, who's one of our favorites. This will be his fifth time back at Stocker Arts Center. But this year, he's bringing a bunch of people with him, whereas last year, he just had a couple people with him. And they're going through 50 years of rock and roll. So it's a real history lesson in the music that got us to where we are today. And then we have the Midtown Men. The four gentlemen who are the singers in that group were all in the original production of Jersey Boys on Broadway. Oh. One of them happens to be from our local area. He grew up in Rocky River and went to St. Ignatius High School. His name is Daniel Reichert, and that's a show I've been working for a lot of years to get here. So I'm really excited about it. And then Lucky Chops is a brass group. They started by busking in the subways, and that's where they were actually found by a guy from South Africa who posted a video of them performing, and then it went viral. And now they've had over 40 million hits on their YouTube videos all over and performed all over the world. They're just starting to hit the Performing Arts Center's market. So I feel very lucky, because I feel like we're getting them on their way up, which is really exciting for me. And also because it may be the only time we can afford to bring them to Elyria, Ohio, because they are on the cusp of really breaking it big. And then we move into the spring, and we have a double bill of Raoul Midden and Mandy Harvey. They're both wonderful musicians, singers, songwriters. He is blind and she is deaf. A lot of people may remember her because she made it to the final rounds of America's Got Talent. She got Simon Cowell's Golden Buzzer. She is an incredible story. She lost her hearing at age 18 when she was in college studying music. She stepped out of music for a while and then decided that was really where her love was, and she was going to find a way to make it work, and she has. He's been around for a while. He just was nominated for a Grammy for his latest album. I'm not going to say the name of it here because it has a word in it that I'm not sure is appropriate on radio.
Okay. We appreciate that.
Yeah. So I don't want to get myself or either of you in trouble.
Yes.
But he is just an amazing one-man band. He can play the trumpet with his mouth. Mm-hmm. He plays piano. He plays guitar. He plays percussion. He plays while singing.
Wow.
So he's pretty amazing. And their message, both of them, is very similar, that you can do anything you want to do if you just try.
Sure.
You mentioned the Rockapella group.
Rockapella.
So now, you were telling us earlier, either a member or that whole group is responsible for the Carmen Sandiego theme?
Well, yeah, yes. Actually, the original member was part of that Carmen Sandiego, Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego,
PBS,
way
back in the day,
when.
Yeah.
And so they are known for being one of the original a cappella groups. Oh. It's been around since the 90s, obviously, because that's when Carmen Sandiego was around as well. And they are just five wonderful voices that love to have fun. And they, again, make all of their music with just their voices. So it's just kind of an exciting way to end the season. They're the last Performing Artist Series show this year. They're not the last show, but the last of the Performing Artists Series shows this year.
That's really cool. I'm always amazed at the talent that comes to the Stocker Arts Center. I don't know. I guess when I originally moved here, people had told me about it, and I wasn't sure what to expect. But when you see this quality of entertainment coming in, and I think the beauty of the Stocker Arts Center, too, is it's a very intimate atmosphere. I mean, you're never far away from the stage.
It is. We have less than 1,000 seats total in the Hoke Theater, and we can get up to 150 people in the studio theater where the studio sessions are. But in either situation, you're a lot closer to the stage than you are in most of the theaters in the area. And you're, because of the layout of the theater, because it's continental seating, it pushes you even that much closer, which is a great thing to be able to enjoy a show where you can actually see it.
Yeah.
You can bring binoculars, but you don't really need binoculars unless there's some reason you want binoculars. And also we have free parking, which is another big plus. And, you know, we're right there on the campus. And for the six Performing Artists Series shows, and I forgot to mention one of them, I'll go back to it. But for those six shows, we offer the executive chef at the college does dinners before the shows. So you can actually come and park, eat dinner in either the Spitzer Conference Center or the Norton Culinary Building, and then walk inside right into Stocker Art Center. You've only parked once. You've had dinner and a show. And it's a great, double bill kind of package. You have a whole night of entertainment without, you know, moving your car, going to a restaurant, and then getting back in. So,
I mean, that's essentially a night out in downtown, except you don't have to pay for parking. You're already right there, and it's just a simple move from here to there.
Right. That's and great. You're, for a lot of us in Lorain County, you're close to home.
Indeed.
So the ride home takes a lot less time.
Don't have to deal with as much traffic, too.
That's right.
You're close to home. You get to see a great show at the Stocker Arts Center. You get cooking from Chef Adam Smith, right?
No, actually, it's Chef Chase Wilcox. Adam runs the culinary arts program through the educational program of the college, whereas Chef Chase is the chef for all of the conferencing events and all of the he's the executive chef on campus. If you were at Best of Lorain County, so I don't know if you guys got to get around and taste everything, but he was nominated as best chef in Lorain County, the food you were eating at the college's table was Chef Chase's food.
Very good.
Nice.
Yes.
Very nice. Well, you guys also are going to release some details, too, on the film and the student matinee series, too. What
correct.
Kind of details can you share?
I can share that we have 9 films booked in the fall. One night is a double bill, actually. And it's everything from a film that was just named one of the top 10 best films of 2018 thus far by Entertainment Weekly. That film's called The Summer of 1993, to the original Moonstruck with Cher and Nicolas Cage.
Mm. Wow.
So it's everything from very, very current films to classic films, and it's a very diverse season, and I think it will be great. And then the student matinee series is a daytime series. It's primarily for schools that come on field trips, but we are open to the public. We also get a lot of homeschoolers that come to those shows. It's everything from book-based plays and musicals to this year we have a group doing Arthur Miller's The Crucible for middle school and high school age students. So it's also a very diverse roster. We also have Dr. Kaboom coming back. We like to have him every other year because he has a whole science-based program that's coming at it from a theatrical point of view, but makes it fun to learn new things. And every time he's there, I do learn something new about science or math. So I have to keep bringing him back so I actually someday understand mathematical principles. Yes.
That's good. Well, with a name like Dr. Kaboom, I'm sure that's going to be a great show. Yeah.
Yes, he's really great, and he's really great with the students, and he's very loud. So,
he
keeps everybody awake.
I was going to say, that's how you keep their attention. Yeah, that's how you capture it, and that's how you keep it. Very cool stuff. Well, Janet, thank you so much for joining us here in studio. We've covered a lot of ground here talking about the new season. Again, the Spotlight event is next Tuesday, July 24th, 4 to 7. for our listeners out there wondering where they can go to get some more details, not only on the Spotlight event, but all of the events coming up in the 2018 and 2019 academic year, where can they go to get that?
Well, not to confuse the issue, but for Spotlight, we are asking for people to RSVP that they want to come. That number is 440-366-4140. We do that because we have food at the event, and if we want to have enough food, we need to know how many people are coming. And also, we make name tags for everybody, and that's how you enter the raffles to win the free tickets. There is a grand prize raffle that happens at 6:45, and that's for a ticket to all six of the Performing Artists Series shows for the year, so it's worth it for that to enter the raffles. And then our box office phone number, whereas you can call and ask for a season brochure to be mailed to you. You can also just ask for general information. That's 440-366-4040. And our website is stockerartscenter.com.
Very cool stuff.
S-T-O-C-K-E-R, artscenter.com, all one word.
Stockerartscenter.com. So don't forget, RSVP by calling 440-366-4140 if you're interested in going to the Spotlight series next week. And in order to find out more information on all of next year's acts, just simply go to stockerartscenter.com. Janet, thank you so much for joining us as always. It was a blast.
Thank you, Bull. Thanks for having me. We always appreciate coming in and talking to you.
Absolutely.